and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice, our Bake Off review podcast. What do we do here, Josh?
We review Bake Off.
We talk about Bake Off.
On the podcast.
On the podcast that is the Bake Off review podcast.
Of Dice and a Slice, the D&D 5e actual play podcast set in an entirely homebrew world.
Nice plug.
I know.
Hi, I'm Alicia, and I really love pastry.
I'm Josh, and I have a soggy bottom.
So this week's Bake Off is the much anticipated pastry week.
Oh, that's lightning and thunder.
Oh, I see. It was a crack of lightning and thunder. What I will say is, back to the cake or not cake conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
The first one this week was camembert. And we've seen camembert two or three times before. And it's always been actual camembert. But today, it was cake.
They also had some, I think you were out of the room for this one, they had like layers of chocolate, just like plain chocolate.
I've seen that when it's chocolate.
But it was cake.
Interesting.
But it didn't look like cake.
Oh, the camembert did look like cake. I did call the camembert.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I think maybe they're upping their game or they're going for variety.
Maybe.
They're trying to bamboozle us.
They are.
There's two episodes left. We'll get to the bottom of this.
We will. We'll work it out.
God damn it, Rizzoli and Isles.
So it's pastry week, which I fucking love pastry week because I feel like making good pastry is a sign of being a good baker.
Yeah.
Because pastry is relatively simple, but there's also lots of complex versions
pastry
of pastry.
Pastry is a tricky mistress.
It is, isn't it? Mm. It's like easy to do a basic one, but hard to master like the phyllos and shit.
I mean, your variables include the amount of gluten in your flour. The type,
how cold your butter is.
How cold the room you're making it in is. What kind of fat you're using. Because you don't just use butter. You can use lard. You can use vegetable shortening. You can use oil.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things that could go wrong in pastry week.
And oh boy, did they go wrong, friends. It was a good week.
Yeah.
Typical bake-off kind of week.
It really was. And I think you said this towards the end of the episode. But like, it's a really shit week.
All of the bakers struggled.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Because I was saying, normally pastry week, I feel like comes a bit earlier, and then as the show goes on they bring in more pastry elements into like other weeks, whereas this is the quarter final and they suddenly bring in pastry week and turns out none of the bakers can fucking make pastry, and I think the judges were really like fuck. But to get into the episode, they started this week with vol-au-vents. Which
actually this week started off with another Matt and Noel skit.
Can we just skip those because it was shit?
Well, there wasn't one last week which we
yeah,
made
yeah I
note
know
of.
And I wish there wasn't one this week.
Well, there was. And it was bad. All right, as you were.
It was bad. They did something about a pan au chocolat talking to them.
It was about flaky pastries. And the pan au chocolat was like letting
it was being
them
flaky
down.
As
being
a person,
flaky, yeah.
But as a pastry, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Either way,
waste of a good pan au
chocolat. They were making vol-au-vents, which is like a party food from the 70s. I in my life have never had a vol-au-vent.
You never had a vol-au-vent? Bloody love vol-au-vent.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
People weren't serving vol-au-vents at parties when I was growing up.
You've been going to the wrong kind of parties.
I feel like I've been going to less fancy parties. Well,
I've done quite a few comparing gigs. Weirdly, when I was much, much younger, did quite a lot of comparing gigs, and there was always vol-au-vents at those kind of things.
Vol-au-vents are basically like tall, volcano-y pastry things.
It's a puff pastry containing something, like a Yorkshire pudding, but puff pastry containing a thing. Traditionally savoury, but this week they wanted sweet vol-au-vents.
They did, but they're like big cylinders, aren't they?
Sometimes.
Like to picture them.
Yeah.
They look like a big cylinder that
you
put stuff in.
You can have like a blini. If you imagine a fancy party with waiters, with little small foods on trays, that's what you're looking at with the vol-au-vent. You can buy the pastry shells from Tesco, pre-frozen, pre-done.
Basically how you do it is you have like a layer of pastry and then you stack loads of layers of pastry, but normally they're circles, but they're like rings. So you'll have a whole circle on the bottom and then lots of rings stacking up the sides to make this cylinder that they then fill with the insides.
Or one ring if your puff pastry is good.
But the goal is you want this vol-au-vent to rise and become this very interesting thing. So many bakers didn't rise. Like it was a
big problem.
They didn't
rise to the occasion.
No, they didn't rise.
And the ones that did rise rose all wobbly.
Yeah, some were okay, but like so many people had problems with their vol-au-vents.
Yep, so let's start with Abdul, who made a coconut and berry vol-au-vent.
All of the butter leaked out when it was cooking, so the pastry was dry, it hadn't risen very well. Like, they looked okay, but they were like a little messy for my taste, but they just hadn't risen.
Yeah, again, like a lot of Abdul's entries in the competition, I don't have much to say about them.
Yeah, judges weren't enjoying it. They were really, I think, annoyed about the pastry.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was a real shame.
Following that.
Yanoush. Strawberries and cream vol-au-vent.
Yes, Yanoush had big plans. I say big plans. He was going to make a creme pat, a custard, to go inside his vol-au-vent. Mm. But then
1 week
just
late.
Couldn't fucking do it. Couldn't get the creme pat right, so abandoned it.
Yeah.
But that meant that his vol-au-vent was just filled with whipped cream and strawberries,
which is
a classic, but judges said it was boring. But his pastry had risen, and it looked okay.
It's just quite a basic entry this late on in Bake Off.
But at least his pastry was okay.
Yeah.
I know that the flavours weren't, but he was one of the few that had relatively risen vol-au-vents.
And they were quite neat as well.
Yeah.
Unlike Maxi.
Oh, Maxi. Maxi did square vol-au-vents, which, to be fair, I don't really see how that would make much of a difference. I thought, okay, square, that'll be the same.
Yeah.
Fuck me, did she have problems.
You fool. Sweet summer child.
Honestly, I don't know why she was like late getting hers in, but she seemed to leave hers in the oven for ages and they just weren't cooking.
Yeah, they weren't catching.
And
I think her oven temp might have been a bit low.
They were like sliding to the side. They were so wonky. They were flat. They hadn't risen.
Yeah.
The judges, she put two jams in it. The judges said were very delicious, but the pastry was shit.
Delicious jams, but the thing she was really being judged on, the pastry, it's got to stand up as well.
Yeah. And then sweet Sandro forgot to press the on switch on his oven. So his oven just was not hot.
Oh, Sandy, Sandy baby.
So he turned it on late, got his vol-au-vents in late, and they also did not rise, wonked around a bit.
They just wasn't very good. He was making key lime vol-au-vent and used a lot of limes is all I remember from that.
Yes, they were very strong lime. I think, again, judges were like, hey, this pastry's pretty shit.
It's a fairly recurring theme, but who didn't have shit pastry?
Shabira.
Your gal Shabira.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She made Citrus Dream vol-au-vents, which was little orangey, creamy, delicious. There was like an orange...
Oh, there was an orange praline.
Orange praline.
At the bottom.
Thank you. At the bottom, and then there was like a creamy orange thing on top.
It definitely wasn't like, the pastry wasn't perfect, but I think comparatively, it had risen, the flavour was okay, the butter hadn't melted out.
Yeah.
So, great
job. And then had a little orange on top.
Yeah,
and
it was very
sweet. They did wax lyrical. They were saying they were quite good.
Yeah.
I mean, puff pastry's hard. Like, in all the cooking shows that you watch, in all the recipe books, they will recommend you just buy your own damn puff pastry. You can buy it for a quid from the co-op, and it is perfectly serviceable.
Yeah.
But
you
it's Bake Off.
It's Bake Off. You need to prove that you can do this shit, and... spoiler alert, they can't. The technical this week was an interesting one.
Yes, spring rolls.
Yes, which I was kind of excited for, because I think that's a fun pastry thing for them to do.
It's a fun thing to do. It's an interesting technical on pastry week. Because I would never have called the casing of a spring roll pastry, but I guess it is.
Did you not?
Well, like, it would never have occurred to me that it is pastry.
What's interesting is that I would also say what makes a spring roll great is the insides.
Yeah.
But I guess they need to check that they can make them. Like, it was an unusual one, but it was interesting.
It's interesting because it kind of calls back to the other whimmy, whammy, savoury technicals that they've been having this season.
Yeah. Not a fan.
I mean, lest we forget the travesty that was... the technical on Mexican week.
Oh, God. With the tacos.
With the tacos, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely dreadful. So the bakers had a fuckload of ingredients to work with.
They had 29 ingredients, which I think is the most they've ever had for a technical.
Yeah, Abdul just had buckets and buckets of mushroom.
He put so much mushroom in that spring roll.
And they were so chunky, and he was like, oh, I should probably cut these up. Yes, Abdul, you should.
Yeah, he just dumped them in the pan and then like started taking them out one by one. It was
and
very
And they only
funny.
Had an hour and 20 minutes to make 8 of these spring rolls.
Yeah.
But like, they had to roll out these discs and then flour them and then roll them out bigger. And like, there was a lot involved in it. And a few of them were like, this is a lot in the time period that we've been given.
And you had to be careful with your mix as well, because if you put too much water in the pastry,
and it bubbles.
Then the pastry bubbles when you fry it. And then you've got a whole other host of problems.
Yeah.
Lots of different sizes and shapes of spring roll were presented.
I would argue that most people did a similar size, bar Maxi.
Maxi did little tiny ones.
She really rolled
them really tight.
Which I will say are my favourite type of spring rolls, but I think she was so worried about overfilling it, she went too far the other way.
She practically filled it with the pastry.
So hers were very little.
Yeah.
I think everyone's pastry was a bit bubbly. Yanoush somehow lost a spring roll. He put 8 into the fryer and only 7 came out.
That's weird.
So I reckon that one of them must have fallen apart in the oil, maybe.
And just been disintegrated by the oil,
just kind of fallen in the gaps of the basket. Because, like, how do you lose
Join us next week for the spring roll conspiracy. We're going to go through that technical frame by frame by frame to find out where that missing spring roll
is. Where the spring roll is. I bet it was someone on the crew. And they edited it out.
Welcome back, Bakerinos. Shabira had issues in the technical. She had really bubbly spring rolls.
She'd have very bubbly spring rolls.
And they weren't cooked properly.
Yeah, they needed longer.
They needed longer in the fryer. Yeah. But, you know.
Everyone got them made, though.
Everyone got them made.
And they all were relatively uniform, I will say. Like, no one had really big ones and then really small ones.
Yeah.
They're all pretty similar.
I have to say, in the earlier episodes of seasons of Bake Off, the technical is really funny. You get great comedy value in the technical.
By the
sheer diversity.
When they present them.
Yeah. And then
I love a vague decorative instruction with like certain icing patterns or like cream that goes on top. Those are great.
Yeah. And then you get later and later and later, and the technical stops being entertaining. It then becomes like, cool.
A show of their technique.
Yeah, exactly.
As is the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's then the signature and the showstopper that become the
impressive bits.
Because they're trying to do great things without the actual technical skill. So, bottom of the technical.
Yeah.
Maxi.
Too small.
She fucked it.
Yeah, not good.
And then it was Shabira.
Hers wasn't cooked enough.
Then Abdul.
Yeah.
King of mediocrity.
Yeah.
Followed by Yanoush, who was missing one. I think he did quite well considering he was missing
one. To get to second, missing one of the eight is pretty impressive. They were tasty.
Yeah.
Abdul's were also, as we said, too overstuffed with mushrooms.
Ah, yes, they were very mushroomy.
Too mushroomy.
They were mushroom spring rolls.
They were mushroom spring rolls, yeah.
And then tip of the top, Sandro, King of Kings.
Sandro did a great job.
Sandro, by the way, who my friend Flo has met.
Oh, also Sandro, by the way, who wore leather trousers this week, friends. Mm. And oh my God. God.
Good lord.
He looked so tasty.
Oh my God.
So we've got a very mixed bag heading into our showstopper this week,
which is a 3D storybook pie scene.
So they were looking for like children's storybooks that you loved, making them into a pie scene. And we had some classics. We had The Very Hungry Caterpillar from Sandro.
We did.
We also had The Very Hungry Sausage Dog from Yanoush, who basically did A Very Hungry Caterpillar, but the star was his sausage dog, which is very sweet.
I mean, I can speak from lived experience that sausage dogs will eat everything.
Yeah, and anything.
And anything, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shabira was doing Jack and the Beanstalk.
She was.
Which is nice.
Yes.
The other two I didn't get. Maxi was doing a Twinkle Twinkle scene.
Yeah, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
But it was just some star pastries and then an earth in the middle, which, yep. I'm sorry, how is that a children's story?
I think this is Maxi's third Planet Earth-based
thing. And Abdul's was a bit vague.
It's Adventures of a Pirate,
Abdul's was great. It was Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, yeah.
Great, yeah, so it was just Maxi that was just fucking vague.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Maxi made her own phyllo pastry, though, which... Game recognized game. Philo is really difficult to make well.
Which is, you know, you sit there and think, hey, it's the showstopper. I want to be amazing, but you also want to make sure that you can do what you're doing well. It's like when they do Biscuit Week and they have to make something that like stands up.
Yeah.
And people try and show off by doing like a shortbready thing. And you're like, hey, that's going to fucking crumble. Make a gingerbread.
Well, it's like whenever anyone talks about Biscuit Week, I always think about George from last year with his fucking aeroplane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically, they had to make like a functioning toy.
Yeah.
And Jazz's rant of, if you're not good at it, do simple.
Yeah. And also, just, you know, give yourselves as much chance as you can to be good. And like, a big swing is great. But it lends itself to a potentially big miss.
It does. But Abdul had loads of little pies. He had a little octopus.
Yeah, he was making an island that was the apple pie.
Now, I don't know if we're biased that we thought the pirate one was the coolest concept.
Yeah. He had a curry as
the
boat.
He had a chana dal and aubergine curry pie, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra had a weird pie flavour, cherry and paprika.
Yeah. Judges fucking hated Sandro's. His caterpillar was really big. They didn't like the flavours. The pastry was undercooked.
The pastry was a crying shame.
Yeah.
It was swampy green balls filled with mincemeat.
Oh, that's a gross description. But like when he took it up, his also wasn't very impressive. Like it was just like a chopping board sized thing with just the caterpillar and then a couple bits around the edge. And I just kind of, for a showstopper, I expect more spectacle. Like there wasn't even any decoration or even like a nice plate. It was just like a green chopping board that had the caterpillar on it. And yeah, judges did not enjoy it at all. Thought it was a bad time.
Yeah. And Maxie's approach to her world pie.
Ah, yes.
She just kind of sent... It was vibe-led cooking.
Yep. Everyone else was going for very methodical, and she was just chucking ingredients in, chucking spices in, feeling the vibe, which,
yep,
as someone who doesn't cook, but I know people who cook, i.e. Josh, like, that is a great way to cook.
But not if you're cooking for a competition and you've got 4 hours that you should have, in theory, meticulously planned.
Yeah. And the judge has already said, you're making phyllo on your own in this time frame?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And her phyllo was not good.
A quote, by the way, from Maxie about her cooking process. Maybe I'll add some spinach because my mother likes spinach. How much should I add? Oh, I guess this much. Which is just buck fucking wild.
That's insane. For the quarterfinal, that is insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, the phyllo pastry, the judges said, just wasn't very good.
Mm.
It wasn't phyllo-y.
It was thick.
Mm.
Like, phyllo pastry, don't be thick.
Melt in your mouth, thin.
It should be crispy,
delicious,
light, wafery.
Yeah, she did some kind of chicken curry in her little stars that were around the edge, which the judges loved.
Yeah.
But the whole middle world bit looked a bit shit.
The big
tasted
pie.
Shit.
Like the pie that catches the eye.
Yeah. Also, there were, all she did was the earth and
yeah,
the stars.
Yeah.
And oh, and she had the clouds.
Yes. They weren't very good.
Which was also good pastry.
Which was good pastry, but just a bad construction.
Well, it was...
A little bit of fruit and a fuckload of cream.
Yeah, it was bad fruit to cream ratio. But they thought, yeah, it was delicious, just a bit off. But the main pie was, unfortunately, not great.
Mm.
They loved Abdul's. Great flavours.
Great flavours.
Curry boat was a hit.
Very adventurous looking.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
Unfortunately,
I loved the octopus.
As with the rest of the season, most of Abdul's stuff I cannot remember.
Oh, they really liked it, and I liked it. I thought it looked very cool.
Okay.
And then we have Shabira, who did Jack and the Beanstalk. And like, okay, so she made like, the tree trunk was like pastry that she'd wrapped around something that was clearly then holding up a higher plate.
Yeah.
And the plate that was very tall had the castle on it, and the giant, and there was stuff underneath. Like, she did so many different pie elements.
Yeah.
And they were all delicious, and
sorry,
the judges were
really
like...
Loud.
That's okay. And the judges loved it. And they were like, you've gone with a very simple pastry, but you've done it well. Like, you've done something that is sturdy and robust that you know
is
going
to
work.
She made a hot oil pastry, which is a riff on a hot water crust pastry, which is what they tend to use for, like, pork pies and things like that. And it's, as Paul said, it's a bulletproof pastry.
She did great. She did a homemade curry as well.
Chicken rendang and Malaysian curry.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Thought it was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But Shabira stuck with exactly what she knew.
Just did a standard pastry that she knew she could build.
Did a standard pastry that she knew she could build and would go with the food she's making, and then made the thing based around her skills, which is the way to do it. Don't try and learn new skills. Do what you can
do
well.
Or if you do, learn them at home.
Well, yeah.
Like, don't try and learn them in the tent. And then Yanoush, who did Hungry Sausage Dog.
A hungry sausage dog.
He made his sausage dog kind of like to be like, it was kind of sausage rolly, like a sausage pie. But he had a lot of gap between where his meat was and where his pastry was. And the judges didn't like that. They didn't like the air.
No, they didn't like the gap. But normally that would be filled with gelatin, is what Paul said.
Which honestly sounds
like
disgusting.
What's like in a pork pie? He also made like a salmon en croûte kind of vibe, which was just a slab of salmon in pastry.
Yeah, they wanted it to be a bit flakier,
which is kind
a bit
of
lighter.
That's kind of what salmon en croûte is.
Mm.
It's just salmon in pastry.
Yeah, and he made other bits. Like, I thought it looked
pretty
cute. He made
a potato dauphinois pot pie, which I think is fun, and I want to have that.
It's
also
very cool.
Also, that's a lot of stodge.
And he had little like sweet apple ones, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Yes.
So like, there was good elements and there was not so good elements.
He got mixed responses for everything he did.
Yeah, I think also because Yanoush has started very strong and had some really big hits, I think the judges are a bit like, oh, this is disappointing for Yanoush.
It's Jürgen syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a wild ride.
For more info on Jürgen syndrome, listen to last year's...
We are the biggest Jürgen fans. Yeah. So it was wild. I mean, considering, you know, the judges go off and discuss who they think's in the bottom and what happened. And honestly, Paul and Prue's faces both looked like, oh, fuck, these bakers can't make pastry.
It was... If you've ever... I mean, if you remember going to, like, parents' evening or a parent-teacher conference, whatever it is, and you sit down... With me, it was always my English teacher. The teacher sits down and kind of gives you that look of, like, look, bud, I'm going to have to tell your folks how it is. And you know something bad's coming, and then they say it, and you're like, completely fair.
Did they not tell you to, like, go off and do something?
No. I sat there because I needed to hear the feedback.
Oh, I also insisted on staying, but I seldom got negative feedback.
Well,
I got the typical undiagnosed ADHD. Talks an awful lot.
Oh yeah,
great, very intelligent, very bright. Will not stop talking.
There was one year where every single one of my teachers said that I was coasting. Yeah.
Well, if that's not the little ADHD saying hello, yeah. It's me.
It's a me, Mario.
Back to Bake Off.
Yeah.
Basically.
So in the bottom.
Yeah.
For the first time, we're looking at Sandro and Maxi.
Yeah.
And I think they mentioned that Yanoush was in there as well. Shabira, they talked about, was quite good. And also they had quite good things to say about Abdul.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was disappointed with Pastry Week.
Pastry Week was a disappointment. I think it's one of those things where in previous years you watch it and you actually see how talented the bakers are.
Yeah.
Because they're having to make these really complex pastries and you see bakers doing all these incredible techniques and all of this stuff and you're like, wow. And then this week, there wasn't like big wow for pastry.
And to be fair, it's sort of a general complaint I've got about this season is they don't focus much on the technical ability of it. I know obviously they've got the technical challenge.
Yeah.
But it seems like Channel 4 can't quite get the balance right.
No.
Between information and entertainment.
Yeah. And especially, it's something I have noticed, but especially noticed again this week, is that when Mel and Sue used to be presenting it, a lot of their kind of moments that they had for their screen time came with the bakers, of them talking to them and interacting with them. Occasional moments with each other, but also it was a lot of them with the bakers. Whereas this season in particular, and generally since Matt and Noel have been there, it's very much Matt and Noel do a bit and then we cut back to the bakers. They don't often interact with bakers, and when they do, the bakers always look a bit pissed off that they're there.
They're kind of like, please leave me alone.
Like, they're like, I'm smiling for the camera.
Oh, you're from the Mighty Boosh. Should we go back and watch every single episode of Bake Off?
What, like all the seasons?
Yeah.
I would
love
that.
Like review them.
I mean, we could do.
Like this.
Let us know if you want that.
Maybe we should do it as a separate feed.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, so this week, Josh, you've got the good job, I think.
I do have the good job, probably.
Yeah, I think you do.
And what can we say about the star baker this week? Well, they worked hard and they saw the benefits of being good with pastry. Star baker this week is It's Shabira.
Three weeks in a row.
Star bakers in a fucking row, Shabira.
Yeah, she's slaying it. She's doing such a good job.
She's doing a fantastic job.
Which means I get to tell you about who didn't do a good job.
Oh,
and it was tough this week because judges were really throwing it round between Maxi and Sandro.
There's a lot of mediocrity this week.
And in the end, we said goodbye to Maxi.
Oh,
which is a shame because Maxi's got some star bakers under her belt.
Maxi was in my top three.
Yeah, but she really plummeted this week. And, you know, I think Abdul would have been down there, but his showstopper saved him. They fucking loved his pies.
And it
really pulled him up.
I keep shitting on Abdul, and I really shouldn't. But he's not done anything remarkable.
But you just don't watch his showstoppers. His little pirate ship was great.
You're right. His pirate ship was great. But he's not got Star Baker any week.
No, that's true. Which is why it was surprising that Maxi went. Because normally, at this point, you know, a Star Baker is a sign that you'll get through. But she really biffed it this week. So we said goodbye to Maxi, which is a shame. Meaning next week, we have got Sandro, Shabira, Abdul and Yanoush battling it out.
That's our top four.
And what is it next week, Josh?
Next week is Patisserie Week.
Patisserie, which...
which is fancy tiny fucking cakes.
In my mind, patisserie and pastry are very similar. I'm excited either way.
You're,
I'm excited for some little dainty cakes.
Looks like we're going to be looking at some choux pastry towers.
Mm?
But not like little profiteroles with the stacked nun thing.
Yeah.
And the, like, big self-standing constructions made of this choux pastry goodness. And there is a really dainty technical by the looks of things. And the signature seems to have a trifle-ish element, which is interesting to me. Patisserie Week, maybe it's going to bring me all the bake-off drama I need.
It will be. So next week is Patisserie Week. Josh may or may not be here. Because, friends, by the time you listen to this, Josh is not going to be here with us. He's still alive. He's just out of the country for work. So it might be Josh, if he can. If not, it might be a secret special guest.
Ooh.
Or it'll be me talking on my own, which will be really depressing.
Oh, that will be depressing.
That will be depressing.
What we'll have to do is we'll have to type about it to each other and you can read the transcript like a book.
I'll do my Josh voice.
Yeah.
Well, we will see you next week, friends.
All right,
have a lovely,
lovely
time.
People.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye.